Our old friend Michael Catherwood rejoins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show today to talk about his domestic journey. He's trying to buy only U.S.-made goods for 1 year. We'll discuss that. Plus, from the great show Southland, actors Ben McKenzie and Michael Cudlitz coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And keep listening for a chance to qualify to see Incubus in Australia. Don't you know?
First, it's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. And on the wheel, we have Olay, the dog that survived an avalanche. We have Badass Super Soldier Ants. We have Boo, the cutest dog in the world.
I love Boo.
I hate Boo.
He's the cutest dog in the world.
That's it. That's the whole thing. The albino cyclops shark. I don't do an impression of that one. Indian scalping leopard. We have Curly, the fugitive Christmas goat. We have the world's oldest dog in heaven. We have Irwin, the formerly paralyzed kangaroo.
Oh, Irwin. That's so sad. There's so many great choices. I don't even know where I want it to land
now. And we have the cat with two faces. So let's spin the wheel and find out.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's going to land?
Don't know.
It's going to be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it.
There it is.
That felt good.
That was a good spin, yeah.
Thanks very much. Nope.
Oh, hold on. What was it? Fearbug, did you see it? What did it land on?
It was stupid Boo, the cutest dog in the world.
You cutest dog?
I can respin. Why can't I respin?
The rules say one spin. That's it. It's Boo.
Boo is the cutest dog. By the way, one of the Christmas presents that I got for the King of Mexico was a Boo, the Cutest Dog in the World book, which is just fantastic. It's all sorts of pictures of Boo. If you haven't seen him yet, you can go to Facebook right now. His page is just Boo. It's Facebook / Boo, B-O-O.
Love dogs, but right. Boo.
Boo is a Pomeranian.
Boo.
He looks like a little bear. He has 3 million fans on Facebook, by the way. Boo does. He's got a book out. He's got a line of stuffed toys. Boo has it going on, and we asked producer Dave if he could line up Boo in the last 30 seconds since it landed on that on the wheel, and I believe we have him on the show with us right now. Hi, Boo.
Hi, Boo. How does it feel to be voted the cutest dog in the world?
Oh, I couldn't be more happy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, everybody who thinks I'm the cutest dog in the world.
Well, you actually are the cutest dog in the world, Boo.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel so good in my heart.
In your heart?
Oh, yes.
Sure. See, don't make that noise, though. That noise is a little annoying, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Well,
I just want everyone to love me.
Right.
Sure. Boo, what's it like having your own gunned stuffed toy? I mean, there are millions of Boos in bedrooms all over the world right now.
Well, not yet. It's $20, and it'll be available in March. You can buy it.
So
buy it. You can pre-order it now online.
Nope.
And it's a limit of 6 Boos per household.
Yeah, that's right. You need to put that limit.
Sure, everyone knows you can only order 6.
Because you're going to want to order a lot more.
Yeah. And I also have my book, Boo, The Life of the World's Cutest Dog. It is still available at bookstores or on Amazon or a website near you.
What's in that book?
Just about my life.
Just you going, just, pop, pop, pop.
Oh, that's funny. No, it's just about me and my hold on a second. This coffee is cold, asshole.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
You like your job?
Whoa.
Do you like your job?
Whoa.
Do your damn job. Do it right.
Boo, whoa.
Do it or you're fired.
Wait,
hello?
What just happened? What's going on?
Nothing. I just had a little misunderstanding with my personal assistant.
It sounded like you were whipping your personal assistant.
No, that's crazy. I'm the cutest dog in the world.
Well, that's, yeah, sure. That's
And
if you want to buy my stuffed animal, where's the website for the stuffed animal? Where is it? It's not on my paperwork,
This is ugly.
No, it's just a website.
Please stop.
Brother, to do this job.
Boo, come on.
Hello?
There's nothing cute about that. That's terrible. Don't treat people like that.
Are you guys my fans on Facebook?
No!
Please join.
Why?
I would love to have you. I love all my fans.
Uh-huh.
And I love that everyone thinks I'm the cutest dog in the world.
Right. Well, I used to think you were cute, but now I don't know.
I am cute.
All right.
Who set up this interview? Who are these assholes?
Hey, Boo!
What a,
we were
you are the worst assistant I've ever had.
We were on your side. Whoa!
I need a new assistant.
Okay. Hey, party people, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday morning, 5:52 in the a.m. This is your buddy Ralph. Kevin and Bean are on vacation, but I am doing live showbiz beats all week long for your entertainment enjoyment. And also want to give you a heads up, the new K-Rock sticker's out. You should pick it up. Because if you fill out the back and send it in, you could win a 2012 Honda Civic Hybrid and a 2012 Honda motorcycle. Both of those. Plus tickets to the Honda Civic Tour with Linkin Park and Incubus. You can get details at krock.com, or you can run down to see Psycho Mike today from noon to 2 at the Del Taco in Torrance at the corner of Hawthorne and Del Amo Boulevards. Check it out. He's going to have tickets for the X Games, Rise Against, Foster the People, Hootenanny. I'll be giving away some Hootenanny tickets later on today. And also, he's got some K-Rock music and other cool prizes and stuff you can check out. So go see Mike today. He's lonely. He needs your love.
He's good looking.
He's a dreamy fellow. You know who else is dreamy? Eric Christian Olsen. Do you know him from CSNCISSICCISSLA?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, that CBS show that everyone watches except for me. NCIS Los Angeles is the name of the show. He got married over the weekend to his longtime girlfriend, Sarah Wright. About 80 people came to the intimate ceremony, which was held in a barn in Wyoming. That sounds like a crappy wedding
it's
on so many levels.
Right there, dude. What are you talking about?
Love is in the air in Hollywood. Zach Galifianakis has announced he is getting married to his girlfriend, Quinn Lundberg. She is the vice president of a charity organization called Growing Voices. Zach is 42 years old. She is 29 years old. Well done, Zach.
That aight.
You can get your copy. If you didn't get your copy of the wedding invitation, they'll be tying that out on August the 11th. So free up your schedule. And more love with Burn Notice star Jeffrey Donovan. He's engaged to model Michelle Woods. He's 44. She's 20.
Damn.
She's 20.
Wow.
She's 20.
They're doing good work.
And I hate to break the news to you, Omar. I know this was your lady. But it looks like Nadia Suleiman is off the market.
Yeah. Oh, no. Say it's not
looks
so.
Looks like Octomom has a new boyfriend.
Oh, God.
She was snapped. They took pictures of her making out with a guy at LAX yesterday.
Who's the poor sucker?
His name is, he's only known as Frankie G. That's all
of
they know.
Of course he's Frankie G. Of course. Of course. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, Frankie G. Of course.
He walk out of the Jersey Shore house?
Yeah, you know.
He is an amateur bodybuilder.
Of course he is.
And he is quite orange. He likes to tan. The two of them met through church, say friends. And she is 13 years older than he is, so he really has quite a catch.
What kind of church is the Octomom going to, by the way?
The Church of Multiple Placentas.
Yes,
Our Lady,
yes, okay.
Our Lady of Multiple Births.
Nice.
Speaking of parenthood, Charlie Sheen says the biggest thing in his life right now isn't being a warlord from Mars or whatever the hell he was. It's not his TV show Anger Management that he's working on. It's being a good dad. That's all he cares about. That's the job that matters most, he said. When asked if that means being clean and sober, he said, well, I'm not doing drugs anymore, but I still drink because, and his quote is, we live in a country where it's always Miller time.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did. I'm guessing he's drinking Millers.
Yeah. He has some sort of endorsement deal with them.
He must, right?
He must. Absolutely
must
does.
Be yeah. Dropping that bomb.
Yep.
Of course, Charlie was recently roasted on Comedy Central. That was their big hit. They pulled in over 6 million viewers for that particular roast. That was the last one Comedy Central did, but they've just announced who their next target will be. Comedian Roseanne Barr. That's low-hanging fruit right
yeah.
there, isn't it? Isn't that easy?
All the jokes have just been done to death, I think.
That's shooting a big fat fish in a barrel right there.
Yeah, it is.
The roast will tape on August the 4th. Here in Los Angeles, and then premiere a week later on August the 12th. So you can check that out if you're so inclined.
Or not.
Bret Michael of Poison says he is ready to rock. He tells Star Magazine that he's completely recovered from that brain hemorrhage. And he said he's going to be back on reality TV in no time.
Don't rush, Brett Michael.
But is the bandana okay?
The bandana apparently is also healed up nicely.
As long
as
the bandana's going to join him, it's all good.
A little small scar on the bandana, but apparently it's healed up nicely. I love that he's not saying, we're getting back to the concert stage, we're getting back in the studios, like he's going to be back on reality TV in no time. So that's what we all want. And another day, another lawsuit over a massage for John Travolta.
Wow, another one?
Another one.
Wow.
This time it's a masseur on a cruise ship who claims that Travolta acted inappropriately. His name is Fabian Zanzi.
Zanzi.
He says that Travolta pulled out...
What?
Travolta pulled out his little sweat hog during a massage when he was working aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship in 2009. TMZ.com is reporting that Fabian resisted John Travolta's advances and was offered $12,000 to keep quiet about the incident.
I'm assuming
he didn't take it because he's talking about the incident.
How many incidents is this now?
I'm losing track. This has got to be, it's got to be better than a half a dozen. It's got to be six or seven.
That is crazy.
Yeah. You know, they say where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
And where there's massages, there's penis.
Yes, apparently. Yeah, yep.
It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs. Real quickly, a couple things you can pick up today. The new Linkin Park is available today.
Nice.
Living Things, their new CD is available. Overexposed by Maroon 5. Write Me Back by R. Kelly. Invisible Stars by Everclear. You can check that out. And while we're talking about CDs, The Offspring has a new CD today. Chip is very excited. Days Go By is the title of that CD. And I know Kevin being on vacation and we're playing the best of, but we do have a brand new interview with Dexter from The Offspring, talking about the new CD, never before heard. This is brand new, and that'll be in the 7 o'clock hour today, so come on back and check it out. Better yet, just stay right where you are. Today's celebrity birthdays, Mick Jones of The Clash is 57 years old today. Singer Chris Isaak celebrates his 56th birthday. Terry Nunn of the band Berlin. Oh, that's an 80s band right there. All right, I love Terry Nunn. Colin Greenwood of Radiohead is 43. Paul Thomas Anderson, excellent writer and director, Magnolia, Boogie Nights, other films, 42 years old today. Sean Hayes, the actor, is 42, as is Chris O'Donnell. Nick Offerman, also 42 today. He's from Parks and Recreation. Nathan Followill of Kings of Leon fame is 33. Aubrey Plaza, so good in Safety Not Guaranteed, as well as Parks and Recreation.
I just saw that over the weekend.
Isn't that a great movie?
Awesome.
It's a really great film.
I love that movie.
She is 28 years old today. And our buddy Jason Schwartzman.
Schwartzy!
He is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Shh. Let me hear it.
Hear what? Oh. Hear?
Cool. I think it's an alarm or something, isn't it?
I think that's it.
It's like a robotic cricket.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it's a robotic cricket. Thanks, Muggs.
Very helpful, Muggs. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Monday. We'll try to fix that. Hope it's not too annoying. First, though, we want to talk about the wonderful topic just in time for Valentine's Day of threesomes.
Hey, Remy, what happened to your pants?
I've never done a threesome. That's what we're doing here, right?
That is from the new girl last week. We'll get back to that in a minute and find out how their threesome went wrong. We're talking about the French. The French call it a ménage à trois, which is all the French you really need to know. But it seems like on paper, like if having sex with one person is good, having sex with two other people at a time must be fantastic, right? Like what's better than that? But you'd be surprised how rarely
other people.
You'd be surprised how often it doesn't work out. Here's a story out of Wisconsin. Somerset, Wisconsin is where it happened. Here's a teenager. He's does it say in the article, Kevin, how old he is? He's a high school student.
High
That's all we know, right?
Yeah.
He's a high school student, and he goes to a party where there are a bunch of people, and there are sisters who live at the house who say, hey, let's go down into the basement. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. A 17-year-old named Amanda, a 24-year-old named Valerie. And he's a high school kid. He's got to be thinking, jackpot, right?
Sure. I hit the jackpot. Let's go.
Gold mine.
Yep.
He goes downstairs. One of the girls demands that he take off his clothing and start having sex with the other girl.
Fine. Let's do it. Don't you think this guy would have been fine with anything?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's got two girls down there. He's 17 or whatever he is, 18 maybe. At the most, he's 18. He is just going to go with however the evening unfolds is going to be fine with him because it's already the greatest night of his life, the fact that he's been invited. Well, there aren't a lot of details between how we get to the point where they ask him to take off his clothes and have sex with one of the girls to the point where the evening ended as they have pliers on his penis and are twisting
using it.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
Apparently,
wasn't what he had signed up for. That's not what he was hoping that the evening would end that way. That isn't good for you.
That is not good for you.
How could you even do that to somebody?
I don't know.
Unless they killed your family or something. I can't even, for fun?
So they lured the kid in. I guess they had to tie him up. They would have to. And then they took the pliers. And that's not what he wanted from the threesome.
That's the worst menage a trois ever, right?
So we want to take your calls. And we'll give you a few more details. But 1-800-520-1067. Menage a trois has gone wrong. Maybe you just thought you would be up for it. In reality, when it started happening, you weren't.
When you came face to face with whatever you came face to face with.
Face to whatever.
I would be willing to bet, by the way, and Lisa, you may be able to speak to this, but there are a lot of people who probably say yes to a menage a trois because it's what their partner really, really wants, even though they're kind of not into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what are you uptight? No, I'm not. Okay, let's do it. And then maybe one of the people in the threesome would prefer it didn't go that way, is not happy about it, I would imagine. And there could be some rough feelings there, I would think.
I'm sure. And I'm sure that there are times when you finish and somebody says, let's do that again next week. That was great. Yeah. And the other person's thinking, no, never. But now you like them more than me.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're in a relationship, this has got to be dangerous territory.
It does. You have to not to me, it seems like you have to not care about the relationship and only care about the threesome. And then it works fine.
Right.
But
and that's a really good point. But I can see how everybody goes into there and thinking, hey, we're all adults and we're all saying yes and we're all on board. So it's going to be fine, whatever happens. But then real feelings start to get into it and you go, hey, that's my partner. Now I don't want to see them with another person. Or why does it seem like they're into that third person more than they're into me? I mean, there are a lot of ways it could go wrong. And I'm really not going to be happy unless it breaks out into a fist fight. It starts out as a menage a trois and ends with a fist fight or weapons or something.
There are a lot of ways it can go wrong. I don't know that we're going to get better than pliers on the junk, though.
I don't think so. I think that's
top of the mountaintop to right to hell.
So we are going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. And I should also say this, by the way, and I know I have Kevin's backing on this, too. The only acceptable threesome, one guy, two girls. Okay, one guy, two girls is the only threesome there is.
That's correct.
We'll take calls, but that's not a threesome. That's the devil's work. Whatever that thing is with two guys, one girl, that's the devil's work.
It's in the Bible, Lisa. That's how.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
All right. Before we go to your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Menage a trois has gone wrong. Let's get back to the new girl because it was so awesome last week. It was basically just a big misunderstanding. So Zooey Deschanel's character, Jess, is having an argument with Nick, one of her roommates, and neither one is willing to admit that they're wrong about what they think about the landlord who's in the apartment. So basically what they're going to do is, because neither one of them will admit that they're wrong, they're going to go through with this threesome. Neither one of them wants to do it, and it's very funny as it gets closer and closer and his clothes start coming off.
Look, if you feel so bad, then just get in there. Just dip your toe into the pool of possibility. Hey, Remy, let's get weird and toss that ball around, huh? So turned out.
Okay, you would seriously have a threesome with that man just to get me to admit that I'm wrong?
Oh, I think we could do a lot worse than Remy. He's got strong arms.
All right, so a menage a trois is about three of us.
Sure.
Trois. Menaging fully.
What?
Okay, this is happening with this guy. This is happening right now, Jess.
Yeah.
So it's going to get even a little more uncomfortable. We just have to keep talking with each other, all right? Around and communicating. Let's get some relaxed music going, okay?
Good idea.
All right. Yeah, that's happening with that guy. All right. Let's take Phil at 1-800-520-1067. He is on line 5. He's going to get us started just in time for Valentine's Day. Menage a trois gone bad. Hi, Phil. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. What happened?
Lisa, Mary, everybody. So what happened was me and this girl messing around. She's just me. She wants to bring her friend in. So all three of us are messing around, and everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, one of them gets up and leaves the room, and she comes back into the room with a whip. And I mean a big whip.
Oh, no.
And is that whip intended to whip you with? That's the plan?
No. I didn't know it was for me or for them, but I was like, nah.
I don't blame you.
I'm out.
No. I'm like, check, please.
So, okay, but let me ask you this. I mean,
you're in a restaurant?
Because right now you're in a pretty good situation with two girls and sexy time is happening. There's no way you could talk them out of the whip and kind of just keep going with the other stuff?
You know, I was doing it for the experience factor.
Right.
But then I didn't want the experience factor to have a whip involved. It was,
I understand. But Bean's, okay. saying, but Bean's saying if you have game, somehow you talk them out of the whip and finish up.
Well, let's just say this. I'm not going to say I'm the greatest guy in the world. I'm okay, you know, looks-wise.
Right.
I was pretty happy just to be able to say, yeah, two girls wanted to mess around with me, and that was good enough for me.
Okay.
I understand.
Yeah, I mean, you got part of the story. I understand. Right. Very good.
It's a false start, we'll call it.
Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I guess the more people you involve in the scenario, the more oddball stuff can come up, you know, because everybody's got a fetish or whatever. All right, 1-800-520-1067, menage a trois gone bad. That's the topic. We'll take your calls next year on the Kevin. The very latest on the investigation into the death of Whitney Houston coming up in about 50 minutes or so here with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, who have just been doing a fantastic job covering this story ever since Saturday afternoon. Right now, though, we're talking about menage a trois gone wrong.
That's me, that's him, and that's you.
So I do that, and you do that, and he does that?
Unless you do that, and I do that.
Well, I'm the only one who can do that.
Unless we use one of those, but I don't know where we get that.
Well, that sounds like that one's going pretty well. Taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's take Andrea to get us going here. She's on line 7. Andrea, thanks for calling into the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for being on hold for us. Threesome's gone wrong. What happened?
Well, I realize that I probably shouldn't have used my real name.
All right, Julia, tell us what happened.
yeah, thank you. Well, I was the third party. It was a couple. They were good, but she was my best friend, and ended up with her having a nervous breakdown, being completely jealous of me, thinking that he was in love with me, and they ended up getting a divorce, and we haven't been friends.
Wow. So her marriage broke up and your best friend.
Yeah. So it was over for all of us. So
you must have been really good in that threesome.
You must have been incredible. Yeah. Now, did the breakdown happen like during the actual event? That, I mean, like, did she start weeping when she saw her husband touch you, or was it afterwards when she started thinking back to how it had played out?
It was afterwards when she started thinking back about how it played out. And I think it had to do with somebody looking at her, her husband looking at someone else and being like, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How about that? That, I mean, so big regret then, I guess.
Huge regret. I will never do it again.
Did you text your best friend? Nailed it.
Like, I'm better than you are. it was awful. I mean, it was, it was something that I was like, not that into, but they were like, no. Like, we've been wanting to do this, but we've been wanting to ask you. And wow. I was like, well, all right. And
very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Kind of Julia, thank you for the call. You are a goer, my dear. I appreciate that very much. All right, let's try Randy. Randy's on line 2, talking about threesomes gone bad just in time for Valentine's Day. Hi, Randy. What happened?
All right, I was about 19 years old. Oh, by the way, good morning, party people.
Morning.
Good morning.
About 19 years old, parents took off for the weekend to Vegas, and they came home a day early. Well, came home, and...
oh, no.
Yeah, we were in the middle of everything, and mom freaked out, ran out the house. My dad got upset at first, and he realized who one of the girls was. It was the place that he was working at. It was his owner's daughter.
Oh no! Wow. That could be trouble at work.
Well, they didn't. He didn't really say anything. He just after, of course we had to stop it then. But after he talked to me a little bit later on, he just like gave me a smirk, laughed, shook his head. He's like, pretty much told me that that's my boy.
Yeah,
he hated the owner.
That's funny. So you got a little bit of revenge of the frustration he was having at work by nailing the dude's daughter. That's very funny. By the way, you don't need to say anything more than mom walked in on her threesome. That's all. That's enough to ruin it for you right there. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
You do have to go, hey, can we finish? Or?
Brian writes in on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, my first threesome went very wrong. My mom walked in on us. I had porn on the TV. Both of the girls were fat and not attractive, which made me really embarrassed, actually. Made everything so much worse. Ought to be 22 again, but that was, in fact, an epic fail. Yeah, mom's walking in is no good.
Yeah.
Let's try, is this another Randy on line 4? Let's try this. This is something new.
Hey, Randy.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
What happened, dude?
Great. So I'm with these two Swedish girls. I'm a big black guy. One of them is classic beauty. The other one is heavy. The beautiful one, her cycle began that day.
Oh,
so that's not the bad stuff.
All right. This is maybe too much information.
I think so.
Hold it. That's not the bad stuff, guys.
I know. The bad stuff is while I'm with her friend, I see her put on a strap on, and she tells me her dream is to get.
I'm glad the phone died. Okay, she puts on a strap-on, so now all of a sudden you're the doee instead of the doer. Understood. Gotcha.
That's a bad surprise.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably not what he signed up for. I didn't know if I could buy him or not. It was convenient that he was a big strapping black dude and they were two hot Swedish girls. It sounded like he saw that in a movie once. I'm not sure.
Could be.
All right, let's get back to reality. Let's try Nina, line 5 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Talking menage a trois gone bad. Hi, Nina.
Hello.
What happened?
Nope.
What happened? Well, my best friend had this guy that was her boyfriend. She invited him over, and to make a long story short, he ended up falling asleep with us, waking up in the morning, and so my friend started messing around with him. He started messing around with me, and it turned into a threesome. And
okay, so far so good.
And he really liked it. Well, it happened a few more times, and I didn't want to do it anymore. I thought it was weird. I felt weird, but then he ended up just wanting to be with me, booted her away.
Oh.
And she was a best friend for 15 years. And so then I could tell she was hurt by it, and she even called him up at work, just started a bunch of trouble between us. And anyways, I stopped being her friend. We stayed together. I had a child, but he would always buy him. But he kept bringing up the fact, oh, I wish we could do that again.
No, yeah. I still went to threesome.
Nice. How about that?
Hey, remember the good old days?
Yeah. And he liked the dirty talk. I loved it. But then he goes, and he knew that he was messing with, you know, troubled waters if he went there. So he kind of starts saying it. And I go ahead, just say it, you know, if this is going to make you feel
good.
And
then he said, I'm being.
Come on. Nina, are you guys still together?
No, because he's probably having threesomes other places. I don't know.
I think your friend made the right decision.
Yeah.
She was the lucky one.
Wow. That's amazing. Thank you very much, Nina. Appreciate that. You had doubts about Nina. I think she came through, though, there,
Kevin.
She
did.
I did have doubts. Let's talk to John. You want to?
Sure.
Yes.
John.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your sexy threesome.
Okay, this was super sexy. We were all very, very, very influenced. Mm-hmm. We're hot, heavy into it. And then one of the girls ended up... Yes, just like that.
And one of the girls ended up...
Gagging on me.
Okay.
Which in turn made her...
Whoa!
One of the girls ended up gagging is what he said. And then what happened?
Are you there?
Just say she vomited!
Everyone vomited. That's the story.
That's how. Well, that was a little anticlimactic, no pun intended, with the ending there. I guess we lost that phone line too. But yeah, it ended up in sick all around, which is not what you want. hope for going into a menage.
Come on, how do you tell that? How do you tell that story poorly?
Right, it has everything.
All you have to say is everyone ended up throwing up, and you win.
Dumbass. What's Ralph's problem with the Girl Scout cookies? We'll talk to him coming up in a few minutes. Plus, Sugar Rashad Evans talking about UFC on Fox this week. And that's all straight ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I couldn't have been more excited, Kevin. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. The Bob Dylan tribute album came out yesterday.
That's going to be so great. Oh, wait, that sucks.
It's phenomenal. First of all, Bob Dylan, greatest songwriter of all time. Second of all, even you, Kevin, would love this album. Nope. It has everybody from Bad Religion to My Chemical Romance to Rise Against to Queens of the Stone Age. I mean, the list just goes on and
on.
Are they
singing their own songs?
Better. They're singing Bob Dylan songs.
Yeah, no.
And it is a charity album, 76 songs, charity album for Amnesty International. And what a tribute to Bob and what a tribute to that organization that he's worked hard for over the years as well. And we thought, man, this is worth a conversation with the legend himself. The great Bob Dylan joins us here on the Kevin Holmes Show. Right now.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey,
good morning.
Kevin,
how are you?
Dean,
we're good. Well,
doing fine.
Did he say he was sailing?
No. I did. I couldn't catch it.
All right.
No.
Okay.
Guess again.
I don't think we have a clue.
No, I have the sound. When you tune, the sound phones get violin.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're talking about the album, though? I mean, that's what we kind of called you about, is this Amnesty International tribute album, right?
Yes. Three liners have unveiled on the political center of Daniel Starr.
You were saying the Silver Sun pickups and Airborne Toxic Event are on it too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's quite an honor, Bob. What's it like hearing all those people do your songs?
Oh, it's great to have everybody doing the songs, and I count to pretend favor.
What?
I have a new album myself.
You have a new album yourself, too?
Yeah, I was so honored by all the people and going to put the songs, and I was going to turn around and going to get right back to them.
I think I heard that. I think
what's he talking about?
He's so honored that this many people are doing his songs that he's going to turn it around. Am I right so far, Bob?
Yeah.
And do covers of their songs.
That's right.
Good job, Kevin.
I speak Bob.
My new album, Covering in the Wind.
Covering in the Wind.
Yeah. The answer, my friend, is Covering in the Wind.
Yeah.
Well, my album is Covering in the Wind.
People don't usually go to you to hear interpretations of other people's songs, but I'm willing to give it a try. I mean, you've always mixed it up. What kinds of songs are you doing?
I sent a sampler over there, you know, there's fun fell in the air.
Send a sampler. Mugs?
Yeah, I got that.
Track one?
Yeah.
This is a Bad Romance.
Lady Gaga.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Here's Bob Dylan. I love and I love you, man. Unique and dynamite, man.
That works, Bob.
No, aren't you like 70 years old or something? Yeah. You don't need to be singing Lady Gaga songs. No. All right, what's the next track that we have here, Bob?
Justin Bieber.
Justin
Uh-oh.
Bieber.
Yeah.
The great Bob Dylan singing Justin Bieber. Hey, oh, like me. You used to write actual songs?
Yeah.
Can you not pronounce any consonants anymore, Bob? What's happening?
Oh, what do you say then?
Well, let me hear you say the word baby, like in that song. It's baby, a B.
Yeah, that's
baby.
It.
Baby. No, you're saying ain't. You're saying ain't.
Baby.
No, baby.
Ain't.
All right, what's the next song here, Bob?
All right, never mind. What's
the next song? Baby.
Katy Perry?
Yeah, I love Katy Perry.
Oh, this should be good.
Sure.
You made me feel like I'm living it. He ain't mean. The way you're telling you, I can't sleep. Let's run and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back.
You're not committed to releasing this yet, right?
This could
go away, couldn't it, Bob?
You haven't given this to the record company or anything yet, right?
Oh, it's done.
What?
Oh, no.
It's my tribute to country music.
A tribute to country music. Interesting.
Ain't feeling good. Ain't who you love. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know good. I lift you up, routine the party. Routine the party. Yeah, now that's a song.
That is appropriate because you sound very, very drug, so I can see why you're doing that one.
And then this is the greatest song ever I did. Then finally got the stand.
What? Did you say greatest song ever?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Lady leans on to the tip around dead on the lake they call Gitchy Gumi. Lake in his hand never gives up a day when the skies of November turn gloomy.
Wow.
Well, it's all known, the city's all known, the island is gentle when it's here.
I can't even try it, Bob.
You're not looking at any lyrics when you're singing that, are you?
Lyrics. I couldn't learn that.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Adam Carolla, as you know, is the head head comedian. He's the leader of the
podcast,
most downloaded podcast in the world, courtesy of the Guinness Book of World Records.
That was A Moment with Bean.
Oh, man.
Just when you start to miss Kevin and V and you play a little of that, you say, I'm glad they're on vacation.
Yep.
Hey, party people, it's Ralph. I'm here doing live showbiz beats while the boys are away drinking and doing drugs and whatever they do in their vacation.
At least Bean's doing a lot of drugs.
Oh, yeah. He's a party animal.
Yep.
It's 6:50 here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're going to be happy you did when I tell you right now I'm going to be giving away some tickets to the 18th annual Hootenanny. Great lineup this year. It's July the 7th at Oak Canyon Ranch in Irvine featuring Bouncing Souls, Reverend Horton Heat, and Rancid. In fact, Rancid celebrating their anniversary. I think it's 20 years those guys have been together. It's their only SoCal performance this year, so you want to check it out. Plus, Hootenanny is just a great time. They've got classic cars and vendors and great music. If you'd like to go to Hootenanny, I've got five pairs of tickets right now to give away. 1-800-520-1067. First five people that get through at that number will receive tickets to the 18th annual Hootenanny. Good times. Good
It'll
times.
Be a hoot.
It'll be a hoot. Right. Bring your nanny. That's all we ask. Speaking of music, it is Tuesday. New CDs released today. Living Things by Linkin Park is available. Overexposed, the deluxe edition by Maroon 5. Write Me Back, deluxe edition by R. Kelly. Where's the Trapped in the Closet, mother effer? I don't care about Write Me Back. I need some more Trapped in the Closets. Invisible Stars by Everclear and The Offspring have a new CD today. Days Go By, it's called. In the next hour, we'll be having an interview, brand new interview with Dexter. He'll be talking about Days Go By, the new CD with Kevin and Bean, so you're not going to want to miss that. More music news. Green Day will release the first single from its upcoming trio of new albums on July the 16th. It's called Oh Love, and will be from the Uno album, which comes out on September the 24th. Dos hits stores on November the 12th, and then Trey on January 14th, 2013. You can check that out.
Huh.
New movie coming out this weekend called Ted.
That's got to suck, right?
Ted is the name of that movie. Ted. Remember that movie. Write it down. Ted. Go see it. Go bring your friends. Bring your family. Go several times. It's called Ted.
Is that the movie that stars Ralph Garman?
I have a minor role in it. But it does star Mark Wahlberg, and he was talking about it this week and said that the best part of the movie for him, being a Boston boy, was shooting at Fenway Park. There's a big scene that takes place in Fenway Park, and he got to shoot there at the home run wall for the movie. He said it was the dream come true for a Boston boy like himself, as well as, it's a very, very good year for him while he was filming that movie last year, he got to drink beer out of the Stanley Cup because Boston won that year. So it was a good year for Boston boys. And his co-star Mila Kunis, who's also in Ted, I don't know if I mentioned she's in the movie Ted.
Yeah, I didn't mention that much.
She is in Ted, which comes out this weekend. Ted is the name of the film. She attended that Marine Corps ball with Sergeant Scott Moore. I thought that was very sweet of her to accept his invitation. She actually went. And here's the thing. It wasn't just a publicity stunt. Apparently, they became friends.
That's cool.
She was talking this week to an interviewer and said she still keeps in touch with Sergeant Scott Moore via email. His nickname is the Devil Dog, by the way.
The Devil Dog.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a military thing or whether he just really likes snack cakes.
Right.
And they speak on the phone, too. She said she just spoke with him about a month and a half ago, and all is well with the Devil Dog. So, good news. It's nice that she's nice to the nice.
And hot.
And it helps that she's hot.
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Mick Jones of The Clash is 57 years old today. Singer Chris Isaak turns 56. Terry Nunn of Berlin is 51. Colin Greenwood, he's the bassist for Radiohead, is 43. I neglected to mention him in the last hour, and some Radiohead fans were not happy with
him. Oh, really?
So I'd like to make that up to them. Paul Thomas Anderson from Magnolia and Boogie Nights, he's the writer-director of those films, 42 years old, as is actor Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. Chris O'Donnell, also 42 today, as is Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation. Nathan Folliwell from Kings of Leon is 33 years old today. Our buddy Jason Schwartzman celebrates his 32nd birthday. And actress Aubrey Plaza, also from Parks and Recreation. And you can see her in that new movie, Safety Not Guaranteed. And Omar saw that.
That's great. It's awesome.
It's great. It is a great film. I enjoyed it too. She's 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Holland.
Hey.
How are you,
hey.
Man?
Hey.
My old friend. How's it going?
I feel like we haven't seen you in days.
It has been a while. What is it, Tuesday now?
Happy album release day. I was thinking about this while we were dialing you up. There had to have been a time where you thought, I don't even know if we're going to be able to give up our day jobs and make a living as musicians. And here you are on K-Rock promoting your ninth album. It's crazy.
I know. It's really something. We're amazed, but stoked to be here.
Has there ever been a time in all those years that you've been making records, and you guys have been together a long, long time, that you thought you might run out of songs, you thought you might, well, now we've said everything we're going to say, we're done?
Yeah, it's always, you know, daunting going into a new record, thinking, God, can we actually pull out enough songs to make a record? But, you know, somehow eventually you pull it together.
Are you guys the, we write 75 songs and then pick 10, or are you, we write 9 and try to come up with a 10th?
It's usually more like that. We don't overwrite a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean, different bands do it different ways. And do you come up with an idea for the song before you start? How does it work within your band?
You know, we come up with some kind of idea and get in the studio and just kind of flesh it out and see, you know, where it's going. Sometimes we'll work on something for a day and it's not going anywhere, and then we just kind of trash it. But we don't spend too much time worrying about it. Just bring something in and see what happens.
Now, with the exception of Dirty Magic, which we talked to you about earlier in the year, that is, you know, a redo, a song that you thought wasn't as successful as it should have been, so now you're having another crack at it. Is everything else pretty new, everything else stuff that you've written within the last year or so?
It is. We did have a few leftovers from the last record, and we thought we might go back and revisit those, but it just didn't seem right once we got into it. We wanted to start fresh, so it's all brand new stuff.
Tell me about Slim Pickens Does the Right Thing and Rides the Bomb to Hell.
Right, well...
That's a great title.
Well, thanks. Well, I mean, the album Days Go By, the song Days Go By, is really about, like, trying to, you know, not get too bummed out about everything that's going on in the world and having some hope for the future. But Slim Pickens is one of those songs about how the world is going to hell, so fix a drink and watch it burn. And the whole Slim Pickens riding the bomb from Dr. Strangelove just seemed like a nice kind of image that fit that idea.
I think fix a drink and watch it burn needs to be a tattoo on somebody. That's awesome. That's a great way to live right there. Days Go By, which we've been playing a ton here on K-Rock. Of course, the album also features Cruising California, Bumpin' in My Truck, which we've also been playing a lot here on K-Rock. And that is, I mean, that's a quintessential California song that you know that you're going to go throughout the world and people are going to hear that and they're going to think of Southern California. I mean, that just sums up what it's like here, right?
Well, that was kind of the idea, all the crazy pop culture and a little bit of the insanity of it, but just, you know, what it's like to be here in Southern California. We never really wrote a song about what it was like living in our hometown.
But it's also so fun, and one of the things I love about your band is, I mean, you come from the punk rock roots, and you've got a lot of songs that are serious, and you write about some serious topics, but you've always, the Offspring, it seems like, has always had that flip side in songs like this and songs that, like, Why Don't You Get a Job? And sometimes you just want a song that's just fun, that just makes people laugh and makes people smile, and that's what you've done.
You got to mix it up sometimes, and that just kind of happens spontaneously in the studio where we just come up with something that sounds, you know, it just, we just crack ourselves up writing a song like that, and that makes it fun for us, too.
Do you notice when a song is going to be easy or hard to play live?
I think not till we're done, actually.
That's when you start thinking, oh, okay, now we need to prepare it for stage. And because it seems like some songs would be almost anthems that you could just feel would be fantastic live. And others, you know, not quite so easy to translate.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that, depending on, you know, whether it's just straight up guitars, bass, drums, that sort of thing. Those tend to be a little easier.
This is the voice of Dexter Holland on the phone, of course, from the band The Offspring, one of the all-time great K-Rock bands, back with a new record everywhere today called Days Go By for download. And on sale in stores as well. You've got a couple of things going on, including an event at Chronic Tacos in HB, and that's going to be today. I don't know much about what you've got planned. I know you're going to be there and K-Rock's going to be there, but what's the event, Dexter?
Throwing a party because we're just stoked about a record coming out today. So it's open to the public. It's a party. We're going to be signing stuff. We invited a mariachi band.
I'm sorry, you invited a mariachi band?
Yes, we did.
Sweet.
They're going to come down and play some stuff. I think they're going to learn some Offspring songs.
Oh, man.
That's funny. What time at the Chronic Tacos?
It's 4:30. We got some free food there. I know. What else have we got? Oh, we got Kobayashi. He's coming down.
What?
Oh, there's not going to be any food for the rest of us.
He's the greatest competitive eater in world history.
He's going to eat something. I'm not sure what he's going to eat, but it'll be fun to watch.
That is awesome. 4:30 this afternoon, Chronic Tacos, Huntington Beach, The Offspring, Mariachis, Cabiachi, food, albums, signings, the whole deal. And then, and we may have asked you this when you and Noodles were in the studio to debut Days Gone By a little while ago, but the overall big plan now that the record is out is just hit the road?
Just hit the road. You know, we're so happy about this record, so proud of it. We want to take it as many places as we can. We just got back from Europe. We were there for about a month, and we've got tons of U.S. dates actually coming up this summer and in the fall.
Well, it's so exciting when, as Kevin and I often tell people when they come through the doors, we're like, we're so happy when our favorite bands come out with new music because it means it's a lot more fun for us on the radio and a lot of fun for the listeners to have all this new Offspring to absorb. And we are super psyched for you guys, man. I hope you have a great one till the next time we talk to you.
Hey, you guys are great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Texas.
You go ahead and talk about whatever it is you're talking about. I'm looking at the Kate Beckinsale photo gallery at KROQ.com right now.
So. Yeah, I put a lot of work in heart.
You sure did,
didn't I? Mm-hmm.
You sure did.
A lot of photos of Kate Beckinsale.
Well, we're hoping to talk to her in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin Amin Show. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
That's what I'm talking about. Here are the categories. Irwin, the formerly paralyzed kangaroo.
Oh, that's such a sad story. I hope we can talk to Irwin.
Cat with two faces. Mm-hmm. Olay, the dog that survived an avalanche. The surfing goat. The badass super soldier ants. Boo, the cutest dog in the world. I'll quit if it lands on that.
Oh, I love Boo. I love Boo.
The albino cyclops shark and the Indian scalping leopard.
Wow.
What happened to Kittler? Did we take Kittler, the cat that looks like Hitler, off the wheel?
I think we did.
Because I think after a while, if it doesn't land on it, they just they go to a different category.
Yeah, we gave up on that. So let's spin the wheel, shall we?
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's going to land?
Don't know.
It's going to be pretty bad.
Let's spin that wheel and find out which story we're going to call to find out more information about. Which one is it today?
The surfing goat.
Yay!
The surfing goat. This is a California Wheel of Bad That's Animal right. Voices story. Grover Beach is where it is. And, well, I've had a goat, by the way. This is Bean speaking. Goats are terrible pets. Don't ever get a goat. I've always said in my next life, more sheep, fewer goats, because goats are horrible pets.
But they surf well.
Apparently, this guy, Dana McGregor, loves his little pet nanny goat, named Goatee, by the way, or Goatee, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
Not much of a name.
And he has taught his goat how to surf, and apparently it has become an internet sensation. The video hit YouTube and then hit the Today Show, and the next thing you know, it's on every channel all the time, always. They put this goat on a surfboard, and he surfs. That's what Goatee does.
I believe we have Goatee on the phone as well.
All right.
Goatee?
Everybody's talking about the goat.
Look.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Goatee, I know that what goats would rather do is eat and poop. How on earth did your owner talk you into getting out on a surfboard?
Well, he said, look, dude, there's some glassy sets out there. So once we get past the ankle slappers, man, they will get out there and get some gnarly waves, dude. And I said, shrouded.
So it sounds like you're actually having fun. It just seems like something that wouldn't be entertaining for an animal with hooves to be standing on a surfboard on waves.
Yeah, man. It's a surprise to me, too, how much I love it. But, you know, it helps that we get a little stoned before we do it.
I was going to say, you sound a little baked. Is that a morning ritual?
Yeah, a little wake and bake, then we take our longboards down to the beach, man, and it's the best way I know to commune with nature, other than, like, eating a can.
Right.
Which is really cool, too, especially if that can has pot in it.
So, Goatee, what's it been like for you to become suddenly famous? Apparently you have quite the fan club all around the world after seeing these YouTube videos.
Hold on. Uh-oh.
This seems dangerous.
Oh, man, that is gnarly. It's great, man. I got a lot of fans, and I get a lot of sex. What am I, a boy or a girl goat?
I think you're a girl. I think you're a nanny goat.
I get a lot of dudes banging me.
So you didn't read the article either.
No, I hate this bit, man.
It's funny you would ask us, though, what sex you are.
Well, you know, I'm so stoned, I don't know whether I'm a boy or a girl.
Right.
And it's hard to look between my legs.
Yeah, it's
because I'm
can
surfing.
Right.
And you want to keep your eye on the horizon.
Sure, I hear you.
Right.
Because I'm hanging too.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:48 on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the best of Kevin and Bean. The boys are on vacation. However, some of us are left behind.
Yeah.
It's not like the Marines, where they say, leave no one behind.
Here at
the
care.
Kevin and Bean Show, it's like, F you.
Yep.
Every man for himself.
That's right.
So Omar and Chip and Dave and myself are still hanging out here doing the showbiz beat. Before I get to the showbiz news, I do want to mention that if you want to hang out with Psycho Mike today, you can go down to Torrance, the Del Taco there at the corner of Hawthorne and Del Amo Boulevards. Mike is going to be handing out the brand new K-Rock sticker from noon to 2 p.m. today. He also has tickets for the X Games, Rise Against, Foster the People, the 18th annual Hootenanny. He's got K-Rock music and other stuff to give away. And the sticker itself is worth grabbing because if you fill out the back and send it in, you're entering yourself to possibly win a 2012 Honda Civic Hybrid and a 2012 Honda motorcycle. Both of them. Not one or the other. Both of them.
Booyah!
And you get tickets to the Honda Civic Tour with Linkin Park and Incubus as well. So go see Mike today down there in Torrance and tell him I said, bite me.
Yeah, and punch him in the balls for me.
Bite me, puppy.
He likes that.
It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are available for your entertainment enjoyment. Living Things by Linkin Park is available today. Overexposed by Maroon 5. Write Me Back by R. Kelly. Invisible Stars by Everclear. And the new Offspring CD,
Woo!
Days Go By. You heard Kevin Bean talking to Dexter a little while ago about that new CD. On DVD, 21 Jump Street with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. If you missed that in the theaters, you can watch that today. The Artist, starring Jean Dujardin.
Kevin's favorite movie.
Berenice Bejot and John Goodman. It did win the Oscar. Kevin doesn't care for it. If you do buy it, don't think something's wrong with your volume on your television set. I'm surprised how many TV sets are being returned to the stores. Mirror, Mirror, starring Lily Collins and Julia Roberts, the Snow White story. Wrath of the Titans, the sequel, with Sam Worthington and Liam Neeson. And A Thousand Words, starring Eddie Murphy. That's the one where he only has 1,000 words left to say, and then he dies. I hope he talks a lot.
Hilarious comedy.
Indeed it is. Here's the thing about Kate Upton.
Hot?
She's hot.
Yeah.
She is, of course, a massive star now. Cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
She's massive in other places, too.
Yes. Cover of GQ magazine for July. It's a good cover. If you haven't seen it yet, look it up. Her YouTube videos. But here's the thing. She is an anomaly in the fashion business because most runway models specifically, most fashion models do not have the curves that Kate Upton has. However, she might be single-handedly changing that. The power of her boobs may be changing the fashion industry as we know it.
It's about time.
Famous designers like Joseph Altuzarra and Michael Kors say they are now considering casting models who are more voluptuous and designing clothes for women who have bigger hips and boobs.
Awesome.
It means regular women can wear their clothing, and it looks like we're getting more models that have boobs and hips.
I went to one of these fashion shows once, and the models look like they're dead.
Yeah.
Okay?
It looks like teenage boys.
Yes.
Starving teenage
boys.
It's
not sexy.
It is not sexy. More fashion news. I know we're doing a lot of fashion news here, but it's interesting.
That's why you come to the show.
That's why you
come, right?
Because you want to hear about fashion. Project Runway, of course, is the wildly popular reality show based in the world of high fashion. It's in the middle of filming its 10th season, and this one is going to be epic if any of the reports coming out of the production are an indication. The New York Post says that two contestants have already freaked out and left the show. One needed a psychologist to be called in following a meltdown. An unnamed male designer, Lifetime says. That same day, a female contestant allegedly packed her bags and ran away from the show.
What kind of problems do they have?
I can't imagine.
Are their sewing machines not working?
Hey, you know what, people? It's just clothing. You're
just
designing like scarves. Relax. It's just a dress. They're losing their minds. I love it. And more television news. This is crazy. The big story yesterday was that Ann Curry, one of the hosts of the Today Show, which is suffering some ratings issues right now. They are in a desperate battle with the Good Morning America and the other morning shows to get their ratings back up. They are offering Ann Curry, one of the hosts, $10 million to leave the show.
What?
They're paying her contract out in order to get her to walk.
Excuse me?
Yeah. How would you like to be told, we would like you not to work anymore, here's a check for $10 million.
Bye-bye, see ya.
Please go away. Apparently she's very upset about it. She wants
really?
To stay and work.
Hmm.
I would not be so upset.
Neither would I.
$10 million is the amount the contract would have paid her for the final year of her contract if she stayed on the show. So.
Is she that bad?
I think they're just desperate to change things up. There's a girl on there named Savannah Guthrie, who is one of the co-hosts in the third hour of the show. They're expecting her to move up in the slots, or maybe Hoda, who, of course, does
Hoda.
The fourth hour with Kathy Lee Gifford.
Punch her in the face.
She may step
That's
up.
That's a bad call.
Become a full-time host
oh, God.
As well.
No Hoda.
Come on.
No Hoda, no peace.
She's the woman you want to punch in
she
the face.
She is a Hoda.
That's their new advertising slogan over
Please
at Today
do
Show.
That.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Aubrey Plaza. She is from Parks and Recreation. She's also in the new movie Safety Not Guaranteed. 28 years old today. Her co-star on Parks and Recreation, Nick Offerman, is 42 years old. Our buddy Jason Schwartzman, what a good guy he is. He is 32 years old today. Nathan Folliwell of Kings of Leon also turns... Oh, I'm sorry, he's 33 years old. Chris O'Donnell is 42. Actor Sean Hayes is also 42, as is writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson, who gave you Magnolia and Boogie Nights. Colin Greenwood of Radiohead, he's the bassist for that band. He is 43 years old. Singer Terry Nunn of Berlin.
All right, I love Berlin.
She is 51 years old. Chris Isaak turns 56. And Mick Jones of The Clash celebrates his 57th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Is Thursday the best day of the week in your house, Kevin, because
yes.
of Swamp People?
Yes, sir.
Thursday's at 9 on the History Channel, and that includes tonight an all-new episode of Swamp People. We could not be more excited to welcome the king of the Swamp People to the Kevin and Bean Show, ladies and gentlemen, Troy Landry.
Yeah!
Joins us here
good
on the program.
Morning, good morning.
How are you, Troy?
I'm doing good, and y'all?
Very good, and y'all? We've never had the opportunity to talk to a king on the show before, so this is kind of a thrill for us.
Well, good. Thank you all for having me on, man.
No problem. We were playing some highlights of the show because you guys hunt alligators, and it seems to me like there are so... It seems like every other animal is safer to hunt because you can do it from a distance. You hunt bears, you can do it with a gun. You hunt, but you guys hunt alligators in those little boats, and they're bigger than the boats sometime. And it just seems like the worst gig ever.
Oh, yeah, and believe me, they're trying to eat us. They would eat us in a heartbeat if we gave them half the chance.
They kill you, right. So here's the beginning of alligator season on Swamp People.
The sun rises on the first day of alligator season. It's the day King of the Swamp Troy Landry has been waiting a whole year for.
Boy, look how pretty. Oh, it makes me feel like singing. Sun's coming up. I got cakes on the griddle. Thank God I'm a swamp man.
That's our Troy right there.
but
Troy, help me out. Help me understand this, sir. You
seem
like
a, that part out.
You seem like a smart guy. You're obviously a motivated guy, a strong guy. There are a lot of things you could do. Why do you choose the most dangerous profession in all of Louisiana?
Well, it's not something we chose to do. It's something we were raised doing. I mean, we, you know, when I finished school or whatever, I didn't decide, oh, I'm going to be an alligator hunter. It's something we've done all our life growing up. My daddy never was a big alligator hunter, but he was a commercial fisherman. He lived off the bayous. And, you know, I'm following in his footsteps. My uncles were alligator hunters and my grandpa and, it's just something we were raised doing. You know what I'm saying?
But let me tell
you, like I went to college to be an alligator hunter.
Right, but let me follow that up with, if you get a certain amount of success, at some point a lot of people decide, hey, too much, you know, hazard, not having enough fun, would rather move someplace else. And what they'll do is they'll move their family to another place where they can go to a restaurant and order alligator, and it's not quite so dangerous.
Oh, yeah, you're right, and it's very, you know, it's very dangerous. So I don't know if you can realize that just by watching the show, but it's very, very dangerous. It's a lot of hard work. It stinks like hell. it's a tough job, but somebody got to do
but,
it, and, you know,
but you can
I'm
tell,
not afraid of hard work.
You can tell by that song that you love it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not afraid of hard work. I've worked hard my whole life, and... it's something we do, you know, something we just was raised doing, and I just kept doing it.
Now, alligator season is only 30 days, right? Just 30 days each year.
Yes, sir. And the wild season is the month of September.
And you're trying to get 400 alligators in 30 days.
Yep. We wound up with, when the season started this year, we had 430-something tags, and when it was all said and done, we wound up with over 530 of them.
What? Wow.
That's amazing. We filled them all in 30 days, and besides that, I am the nuisance hunter for three parishes at home, which is similar to your counties, and we caught another 75 or 80 nuisance alligators this summer.
Nuisance alligators? Those are the ones that threaten people?
Yeah, the ones that come in people's yards,
right,
close to their camps, or they eat their pets and chase their kids, and they call wildlife officials or they call the sheriff's office.
See, that's and, that's where I draw the line. When I look out back and one of my kids is running away from an alligator, that's where I go, hey, time to move.
Hey, Troy, I don't know very much about alligators, but why are there so many of them? Do they have huge litters when they give birth?
Well, they do, but you know the reason, a lot of people might not know this, but in the late 60s and early 70s, alligators, the American alligator was placed on the endangered species. They were hunted to almost extinction. When my dad and my grandpa and all used to hunt them, they'd hunt them for meat, and they wasn't regulated. You could hunt them almost like you wanted. They didn't have any more. When I was growing up, we didn't have any alligators.
Right.
It was hard to find an alligator.
And now there's millions and millions?
They took them off the endangered species. There's very strict regulation that they let us hunt them, but there's very strict regulation, federal laws protecting them. And now we harvest what they feel is the excess. They keep a very healthy population, and depending on how well they're raised and how many eggs hatch, that's how they determine how many they're going to let us catch every September.
Now, how did you become the king of the swamp? Was there a vote? How does that work?
No, let me tell you. You don't just wake up one day. Like some of them alligator hunters out there, they want to be the king of the swamp so bad they can taste it.
Right.
And it's not something you wake up and you decide, oh, I'm going to be the king of the swamp today. It's not just pertaining to alligators. No matter what I do, when I fish catfish, when I fish crawfish, when I shrimp, when I fish alligators, I'm always in the top three. If not the number one fisherman in the area for that time of the year, I'm in the top three.
I see.
So he's earned the title, is what he said.
You get a reputation, and it follows you everywhere you go. And then since swamp people came out, it's like, oh, my God, I used to always be in the top three, but now I'm number one at everything.
Now you're the king.
So I got to keep on. I got to live up to all of that.
That's right. We are in our remaining moments with Troy Landry here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about the series that he appears on called Swamp People that airs Thursday nights at 9 o'clock on the History Channel. Do you have a lot of female admirers, Troy? Are there alligator hunter groupies?
Yes, I do. I have my boys and I do appearances. We travel the country from the East Coast to the West doing appearances lately, and we have so many fans that come out to see us. It's unbelievable. Women, men, little kids, I mean, you name it, they love us.
That's got to be weird because you spent your life pretty much alone out there with just your family, and then now all of a sudden everybody knows who you are.
It's been a drastic change for us. You know, I used to live in the woods. My wife was always fussing me. Sometimes I'd stay in the woods for a week at a time before coming out. And my wife was always raising hell that
sure,
I spent too much time in the woods. And now I'm everywhere but the woods. I can't get to the woods.
But you're the king, so off with her head, right?
That's right.
And you know, it's not going to last forever. So we're going to do all we can and make it. I take advantage of it and make the most opportunities we can while it's hot. And when it's all going to go away, Troy Landry's going to go back to the swamp and do what he always done before.
I got you.
All right, last question for you, Troy, and thank you very much for the time. Is this something you would like to see your kids follow in your footsteps and also be alligator hunters?
Oh, yeah. You know, my kids love it. I'm bringing my little grandkids with me right now. They love it. My oldest granddaughter's 9. And she loves it, to come in the boat with her grandpa and hunt alligators. She killed her first deer this year. It's something I want to see them do and pass it down to them, because I'm getting too old to catch all them big alligators.
Your family is exactly like mine. I got to tell you that, Troy. No different.
Troy, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for coming on. Good luck with Swamp
all
People.
Right.
Don't get
all
don't
right.
get eaten, all right?
Got everybody head on, y'all.
We will. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Adam Carolla in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Then your chance to win tickets in the We're Better Than You section of the sold-out Kevin and Bean April Foolishness 2012. By the way, just briefly, looking ahead toward tomorrow on the program, documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock is going to be here. He's always a lot of fun. Jennifer Love Hewitt on the program tomorrow.
Yeah.
What about that?
Nice.
Let's get right to that.
Happens to be on the cover of this month's Maxim magazine. Not that we notice things like that. Jason Biggs is going to be here from American Reunion and Allison Hannigan, too. Plus, we got the movie Bee and your final chance to win tickets for our April Foolishness. All that tomorrow, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Dean, you're comfortable making theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking wait while you talk?
Yeah, what's he going to do? Come after me? Seriously.
That's a good point.
Very few people I could beat in a foot race, but Dr. Hawking is one of them. The Big Bang Theory tonight on CBS welcomes a special. Hi, Professor. How are you?
Hello, Kevin and Bean.
Hi. Thanks for joining us. I was just telling the folks that you're going to be on CBS tonight on The Big Bang Theory. It's very rare that we get a chance to see you on television.
That's right. I am taking new steps towards my new career as actor.
Oh, you want a career as an actor?
That's right. With my looks and my talent, I can't help but be a TV star.
I'm worried that you might be limited in some of the roles that you could take on, though, sir.
Oh, really? Bitch?
Well, I mean, for instance, no roles that involve any kind of athleticism, for instance, you know?
I have many opportunities afforded me.
Like
in
what?
In fact, CBS is putting me on their hit show, Big Bang Theory.
Right.
As a trial balloon to see what other CBS TV shows I might be right for.
Oh, I see.
So this is just step one tonight.
Yes. I will be co-starring on many shows as a test to see what show I can be the star of.
Okay. Okay, but tonight on Big Bang Theory, though, I mean, you are playing yourself. It's not exactly a demanding acting job, right?
Yes, but I will be playing other roles on other shows.
Like what?
Okay.
Like
okay.
what? What
like
other?
Two and a Half Men.
Uh-huh.
One in a Chair.
Okay.
Other new CBS shows I could star in. Wheels of Engagement.
That's Rules of Engagement.
Not when I star
I
in
see.
It.
Okay. All right.
NCIS ALS.
That's just sad.
Mike and Molly and Steve. Story of two fat people and one guy in a wheelchair.
I'm not sure that adds anything, but all right.
Two broke legs.
Oh, see, because that's... Come on.
I vote for that one.
How I Rolled Up to Your Mother. The only good show CBS won't put me on is Still Standing.
Oh.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:48 here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for tuning in. The boys are on vacation. You're listening to the best of Kevin and Bean. But we are providing you with freshly baked showbiz news each and every hour. My name is Ralph Garman. Welcome. And if you want to see my buddy Psycho Mike, I recommend that you head down to Torrance today between noon and 2 p.m. He'll be at the Del Taco at Hawthorne Boulevard and Del Amo Boulevard, giving away the new K-Rock sticker, which is awesome if you haven't seen it. You should definitely pick it up, because if you fill out the back and send it in, you could have a chance at winning a 2012 Honda Civic Hybrid and a 2012 Honda motorcycle. Both of those things. Not one, but both. Plus tickets to the Honda Civic Tour with Linkin Park and Incubus. So go down and see Mike today. He's also got tickets for the X Games, Rise Against, Foster the People, the 18th annual Hootenanny. He's got K-Rock music and other very cool prizes to give away. Details are all at krock.com. Fascinating news. Comedy Central has announced the target for their next roast comedian, Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr will be roasted on August the 4th here in Los Angeles and then carved up and served to the homeless. No, I'm kidding. She will be on television a week later on August the 12th. Here's my whole thing about Roseanne Barr being roasted. What can you possibly say about her that hasn't already been said?
Nothing.
What are you going to talk about? How badly she sang the national anthem at that baseball game?
How fat she is.
How fat she is.
How crazy she is.
Or she owns a macadamia farm, or she wants to be president. I mean, yeah. the jokes have already been made. I think they may be running out of people over there at Comedy Central to roast.
Yeah. You know what? It might be that there's too brutal.
You know what I'm saying? They're running out of people who are willing.
Who are willing to sit there?
Absolutely.
That's possible.
Yeah, you know.
They're pretty rough.
Yep.
Congratulations to Eric Christian Olson from NCIS Los Angeles. He said, I do, to his longtime girlfriend, Sarah Wright, over the weekend. People magazine's reporting that 80 friends and family came out for the intimate ceremony, including some of his co-stars. It was held in a barn in Wyoming. Oh, does CBS pay so poorly? That's the best place you could have your wedding, Eric, in a barn in Wyoming. Zach Galifianakis, by the way, is also getting married to his girlfriend, Quinn Lundberg. She is the vice president of a charity organization called Growing Voices. She is 29 years old. Zach is 42 years old. Zach wins. But not as much as Jeffrey Donovan from Burn Notice. He is also engaged to a model named Michelle Woods. She is 20. He's 44. That's all I got to say about that. He wins. He says that they are planning a summer wedding. Sixth season, by the way, currently of Burn Notice on the USA Network right now. I had no idea it was on for that long, but it's a really good show. Let's check it out. Will Smith's 11-year-old daughter, Willow, not only does she whip her hair back and forth.
I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
But apparently she's toying with the idea of piercing her tongue. She tweeted a photo of herself with a pierced tongue. Her friend had a pierced chin in the photograph. People flipped out saying, look, she's 11 years old. Shouldn't someone have been watching her? You're not allowed to do that to your body until you're of age. Blah, blah, blah. Apparently, it's a fake. It's like a magnet thing that she put on her tongue. It's a fake piercing.
But there was an uproar?
There was an uproar.
Oh, my God.
People saying, where are the parents, for God's sakes? To which I would answer, where were they when she shaved her head?
Yes.
Because now she looks like a little Will Smith. And that's not good for anybody.
Is she going to be the Fresh Princess of Bel-Air?
She is already the French princess. Yeah. Another day, another lawsuit over John Travolta's massage requests. This time it's a masseur on a cruise ship who says Travolta acted inappropriately. He said he was working on a cruise liner in 2009 when Travolta asked for a massage, pulled out greased lightning, and suggested the guy get to work. He declined. He resisted his advances, and he is alleging that he was offered $12,000 from Travolta and his folks to keep quiet about the incident. I'm guessing he did not accept that money, since here he is talking about that incident, which is inappropriate. John. On every level. Inappropriate for Travolta to do it. Inappropriate for you to go talk about it to the press. Mm-hmm. Suing about it later. It's ridiculous. Tuesday is new CDs and DVD day. Here's what's available on TV shows on DVD. We've got Damages, the complete fourth season, if you want to check that out before it has its final season airing this season. 21 Jump Street, starring Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum. It's available in case you missed it in the theaters. The Artist, Oscar-winning film, starring Jean Dujardin. Mirror, Mirror, also available. Lily Collins and Julia Roberts and Armie Hammer all star in the Snow White movie. Wrath of the Titans with Sam Worthington and Liam Neeson. And 1,000 Words, the Eddie Murphy comedy? I want to say that's the section find it in anyway.
He has 1,000 words.
Yeah.
If he runs out of words, he's dead.
I'm painfully aware of the concept.
Yes, okay.
CDs, new CDs today. Living Things by Linkin Park, Overexposed by Maroon 5, Write Me Back by R. Kelly, Invisible Stars by Everclear, and Days Go By, the new Offspring CD, is available today. We talked to Dexter earlier in the show about that. Kevin Bean had a great interview with him. If you missed it, you can probably find it online or in the podcast. Today's celebrity birthdays, Mick Jones of The Clash. What a great band. 57 years old. Today's singer Chris Isaak celebrates his 56th birthday. Terry Nunn. From the legendary 80s band Berlin.
All right, sex, I'm a...
She is 51 years old today. Colin Greenwood of Radiohead is 43. Paul Thomas Anderson, writer-director of such films as Magnolia and Boogie Nights. I just watched Boogie Nights again for the first time in a long time the other night. It was on cable. Boy, is that a great film.
It's awesome.
42 years old today. Sean Hayes is also 42. Actor Chris O'Donnell, also 42. Nick Offerman. From Parks and Recreation is 42. And speaking of Parks and Recreation, his co-star from that show, Aubrey Plaza, she is 28 years old today. Nathan Followill from Kings of Leon turns 33. And our good friend Jason Schwartzman celebrates his 32nd birthday today. I know sometimes Jason listens to the show. If you're listening, Schwartzy, we love you. Happy birthday. I'll talk to you later. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Willingness and stupidity to try anything on a motorcycle. Pastrana flipping out of the gate. Oh! Look at him, he's just showing the crowd. Superman Seagram, Indian Air to nose wheelie. He's wrapping it up. There it is, a Romeo Air. The first time it's been busted out.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
It's embarrassment crazy. Of riches. That's what it is.
Supercross, motocross, freestyle, rally racing, NASCAR, the whole deal. 10-time gold medalist at the X Games. Travis Pastrana back here on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Travis?
Hey, yeah, doing great. Thanks a lot for having me back on, guys. And I assume you guys are really the reason. I mean, he called me a sissy if I didn't do the double. I guess before.
That's right. I forgot we called you a sissy trying to goad you into it, and then you nailed it. So really, yeah. We're to thank. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Thank you, guys. If I would have got killed, I would have been a little, I would have known nothing, but I would have been a little disappointed on that side.
Hopefully nobody would have remembered that if that would have happened.
Exactly. Well, it's great to have you back on. It is that most wonderful time of the year again as we're right around the corner from X Games Los Angeles 2012. You're competing in Rallycross on Sunday, July 1st. By the way, giving away a pair of tickets if you want to see Travis in person right now at 1-800-520-1067. You can win those, buy them at xgames.com. How are you feeling about competition this year? What's it looking like?
Oh, really good, man. We actually had a lot of time this year to really prepare for the cars, which has been great. I mean, folks are mostly on the NASCAR program, but now kind of a team manager kind of with the new Dodge Dart, and really been trying to get this. It's a brand new car, so had a little bit of trouble first couple races. Actually over jumped one of the big jumps at the second round in Texas and broke the car in half. So
sweet.
That wasn't good for the results.
How do you break a car in half? I've seen when you overjump, and it does seem to go terribly wrong, but you broke the car in half is sweet.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would have been good, but now as kind of a team manager, too, I mean, that it comes directly out of the back pocket. So, But no, the car was actually was really good. I just had a bright idea that I should try to show everyone what speed you should hit it,
uh-huh.
That my motorcycle skills were going to come into play, but... As it turns out, I overestimated my ability there.
Now, the Rallycross, for those of you that haven't seen it, is not your basic cars race around and they don't touch anything and they end up pristine like they were. I mean, you hit sidewalls, you hit each other. A lot of times the steering breaks halfway. I mean, it's like bumper cars out there. It is one of the best events at X Games.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be side by side over an 80-foot jump and, a fairly standard... it's got to be a street legal car, pretty much. But the Dodge Dart 0-60 in 2.8 seconds. So the things get up to speed, and it's pretty much a demolition derby. Some dirt, some pavement. X Games is a really cool course because you can. It's right downtown LA, right next to the Staples Center, and you go through the streets, which is pretty.
Does it make it more difficult the dirt to the street to the dirt to the street because of the wheels?
It does. Actually, that's what I kind of excel though when everything's. Worst case scenario, that's seems to be where I do well. So that's X Games is my course. The course is so far been a lot of pavement. Even the NASCAR stuff we've been doing, man. Even on motorcycles, I have a hard time with pavement. I like sliding around a little bit more, and on pavement, it just burns off the tires. So I'm really looking forward to getting in there and showing everyone what this new car can do. So
Thursday night, June 28th, that's when the kickoff. Actually, Wednesday night is the kickoff, and then Thursday there's a bunch of stuff. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're talking the 28th through the 1st of July. I did want to ask you one question. We're running short on time. I apologize, Travis. But what about Nitro Circus? When's that coming back?
Oh, Nitro Circus, man. We've been shooting for the last 3 years. We've been shooting for a 3D movie. And finally got it all put together. We're actually having kind of a premiere just for the insiders. Not quite fully finished, but that'll be this Wednesday. So finally getting that thing out. And just, I mean, we all kind of, not that we had real jobs, but we kind of had to take a step back and stop being so broken off. And we got to our day job of racing motorcycles and cars and BMX and whatever the guys did in Nitro. So it's been an epic, epic, fun, scary, crazy experience. So that'll be in theaters August 10th, which is
fantastic.
I bet it has. It's funny because you mentioned how you have a real job. You have the kind of job where every waking minute you could go out there and practice and learn something and get prepared. I mean, it's almost impossible to know when to turn it off and just go, okay, I'm ready, right?
Well, that's the hard part. I mean, we took a school bus with 8 people in it and jumped it, over 200 feet over the routine. So, I mean, and the mathematics on this stuff, I'm sorry, I know you guys are in a hurry, but the math, they said we had to hit like 83 miles an hour and the bus would only get to 79.
Uh-huh.
And everyone started to get out. And we had one guy, wheels, Aaron Fotheringham, was in a wheelchair. And he's like, I'm not getting out. He's like, driver, you going? And Cam McQueen's like, yeah, I'm going anyway. He's like, well, what's the worst that can happen? I hit so hard I can walk again, and everyone else jumped back in the bus. And the thing actually, it's one of the few stunts that actually worked. So thanks to wheels, everyone jumped back in.
Travis, you are unbelievable. It's always so much fun to talk to you. We're very excited about the X Games getting underway here. And again, we'll be looking for you on that July 1st competing in Rallycross. Good luck to you, my friend. Thanks, as always, for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon. Sorry,
we're out of time. Nope. Time for a little feature we call...
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Oh, I can't wait. This is when I catch up on all the good stuff.
Bean has Asperger's, which is
nope.
Social awkwardness, obsessions, focus on one subject, lack of eye contact, can't tell if the people he's talking to are into the topics that he's talking about.
Ding, really... ding, 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 ding.
Come on. How much does that sound like me, guys?
Really
not
care.
At all.
Doesn't really care if people are into what he's talking about. So we've come up with this feature, thanks for that info, Bean, where I write stuff down verbatim. And the rule of the room is if he says something that comes out of the blue or is a, clearly a thanks for info, no one speaks to him.
Right.
Don't engage. I just want to make sure I understand the premise of this bit, though. So you're making fun of somebody that you believe has a mental condition. That's basically what's happening here, right?
No, what we're trying to do is we're trying to...
Because I've got human resources listing on the other line.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to narrow down the stuff that is not interesting so that you can say, oh, well, I thought everybody was interested in
that. This is a learning opportunity.
Correct.
Thanks for info.
This is a teachable moment, as our president would say.
One goes back to Christmas. I apologize for that, but I forgot to read it last time. And this is a gift that Lisa gave Bean that only he would be into. Bean says, just my type is the history of the font. This book looks awesome. Is that what you sent to him, Lisa?
Yes.
You're an enabler, Lisa.
This is exactly the kind of book I've been looking for.
That was a fantastic Christmas gift. That was just me expressing appreciation to a coworker for a thoughtful gift.
The history of fonts.
That's on Lisa. I don't blame Bean for that one. That's on Lisa.
The problem isn't that he's interested in it. It's that he talks to us about it.
And then Lisa says... To just end the conversation, I'm glad. And Bean takes a beat and he says, Lisa, when I'm done with it, I'll let you borrow it. And that is where you don't understand. Maybe you're interested, but other people aren't.
Yeah. You can keep that all to yourself and enjoy.
Don't feel the need to send it to Lisa because she won't read it. He likes to tell us things that he's doing right now for no apparent reason. He says, I'm going to make soup right now. And then nobody says anything, and then he follows that up with, that's what I'm going to do. We don't need further clarification. I forgot.
I was asking a question.
The last thing we need. You ask a question about every single one of these, and I'm telling you, we get it, we understand it, we know
what
you're saying.
Isn't that the kind of thing you'd like to know about your coworkers? That's what he's going to ask.
Right, no, I wasn't at all.
We don't want to care about the soup.
Isn't that in the long tradition of trying to burn other people when you have awesome food and they don't?
You
we all do
soup.
That.
Wait,
soup rules.
You were playing. Soup is what they give homeless people in giant halls and tables when they got nothing else to eat.
Wait, that was an attempt at a burn?
Yes, it was.
That's
because
even worse.
I had soup and you didn't. That's what I was
That's
going
not
for.
A burn.
Okay.
Here's a recent one. Looks like Etta James died. Then no one said anything. And then Bean said, as expected.
Well, she's, had leukemia. She's very sick. We saw it coming.
Who's we?
I don't know.
Follow Etta
the
James
world.
In her health.
The Etta James Google update club.
Are you aware of the people that you work with? So he says, as expected. And then Mug says, huh? And then I yelled, hey, and then Bean started yelling at us, hey, that's not a thanks for that info, Bean, that's interesting.
It is interesting and newsworthy. Look,
that's
Etta James has been in the news a lot
that's
in recent
that
years.
Info Bean.
Do you know what happens to your coworkers when we see Etta James's name in the news?
You go, hey, Beyonce played her in a movie a couple of years ago. That's interesting.
Right,
what's she up to?
We skip right over. We don't care at all.
Well,
not
she's
even
a legendary singer.
Info Bean.
In the Rock and Roll
Thanks
Hall of Fame.
Info Bean.
You should care about
Thanks
her.
That Info Bean.
Bean's been on in Seattle. He's been having trouble getting out to his island because of the snow where he lives.
Mm.
So this one was a couple days ago, and whew, this kept going. you guys know how much I love mail. First of all,
here we go.
He loves.
Boy.
Mail.
More I love anything having to do with the post office.
He goes to the post office every day on purpose. The rest of us go only when we have to, if it's a last resort. You guys know how much I love mail. Getting mail for me is one of the greatest things in the world. Now, remember, we weren't talking about things we like or anything like right. that. So no one says anything.
Boy, he came out of the corner with a haymaker there,
yeah.
didn't he?
Yeah. And then he continues, I haven't been to the island in about 8 days. And then no one said anything. And then he did. Because most of us need that, oh, really, tell us more moment or we'll stop.
Right.
Not being. Can you imagine how great this is going to be? It's going to be like Christmas morning for me.
Because all the mail will be waiting there on the island?
Yes! 8 days of mail. Are you kidding me? What I couldn't wait.
What do you guys hate the most when you come back from a trip?
Mail.
Is it going through that freaking giant pile
of freaking mail you have
that's
to just...
It's just crap.
It is not...
Dig through.
It's not only not the best, it is the worst.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. And he wouldn't stop. He was just like, oh it's going to be like Christmas morning.
Well, remember that I also write to a lot of people.
So I have info bean.
I have mail coming in.
Thanks for that info bean.
Look forward to.
Thanks for that info bean.
I'd like to just say a collective not interested. See, senor, we good? We cool? We cool?
We cool? The only time he doesn't talk is at the end of this bit.
We cool?
I'm too hurt.
We cool?
Oh, it broke. I think it's broke. It broke. Yep.
This one. Is this one working?
That one's working.
All right, let's use this one then.
Wow.
This place is just falling apart. Major metropolitan radio station. It's always a crapshoot whether the equipment's going to work or not. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here at the world-famous K-Rock at 9:42 in the a.m. Thanks for tuning in. Kevin and Bean are on vacation. You're listening to the best of. However, we do have the late local and breaking showbiz news for you in the Showbiz Beat, as we do every hour. This is late local and breaking. Curtis Jackson... Perhaps you know him better as 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Was in an accident early this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Taken to New York Hospital in Queens, where he was treated for neck and back injuries. He was in a car crash with his SUV and a Mack truck.
Wow.
It all went down early this morning on the Long Island Expressway in New York City, where a red Mack truck rear-ended 50's ride. And according to witnesses, the SUV almost flipped over. 50 Cent was taken to a nearby hospital. His doctors are running tests on his neck and back. A representative says he should be fine, but scary moments for 50.
He got shot 9 times. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I know. That's not gangster, by the way, getting hit by a truck.
That's true.
That's some Lindsay Lohan
shite
right there. That's not gangster. That's not OG.
Yeah.
Too bad Jennifer Lawrence wasn't nearby. She could have helped him. I wish Kevin was here because he hates when celebrities do nice things for people.
What'd she do?
Yesterday, she came to the aid of a teenage girl who collapsed on her front lawn. She called paramedics and waited with the girl until help arrived. Apparently, she ran outside her apartment when she heard a girl scream, saw a girl collapsed on her front lawn, immediately called 911. When the EMTs arrived, she stayed to make sure everything was okay with the girl. She was very concerned for her. This all happened in front of Jennifer's Santa Monica apartment building, where she lives. And bystanders also stopped by to help, and no one seemed to recognize that a major film star was with them until Jennifer pulled out her flaming bow and arrow. Shot a message in the sky.
Nice. Yeah.
China, former pro wrestler China, current porn star China.
Oh.
She's going to be starring as the She-Hulk in the new...
is she really?
Yeah, the new comic book parody.
She's the Shulk?
She's the Shulk. She's going to be painted green and be the She-Hulk in the new porn parody of
That's
the
funny.
Same name. She is in trouble because she's an idiot. She has just wreaked havoc on a man's life. And for once, it's not because she had sex with a man. It's because she tweeted his phone number accidentally. Turns out her missing dog... Hatchie was stolen by a friend, she claims. Here's the tweet. My toy poodle was stole by a friend, was to babysit for one night and never returned. Not going to let this happen anymore, she tweeted.
Is she Doto?
Apparently she is.
Oh, my God.
Then called upon all of her followers to call her former friend and demand the return of her dog. So she tweeted all 25,000 of her followers to call this woman and demand the dog be returned. The only problem? It wasn't the right phone number. She gave out someone else's phone number.
Ouch.
One number off, apparently.
That's funny.
This dude, whose number she did tweet, has received more than several hundred calls and texts from loyal fans demanding that he give China her dog back, and he doesn't have the dog. So he's upset, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
This is a great story. I wish I was her. Ann Curry of the Today Show is being offered $10 million to leave the Today Show. She's being paid to leave her job.
She's so bad.
They don't want her there anymore. They're desperate for ratings. They're trying to make some moves over there on Today Show. So she still has a year left in her contract. They're willing to pay her out the $10 million she would have received. By the way, that's $10 million for 1 year's work? It's crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, it's insane.
They're going to pay her to leave, and then they're going to move someone else into that slot. Maybe this Savannah Guthrie, who is also on the show. She hosts later in the show. They're going to move her up into the second chair next to Matt Lauer, supposedly. But $10 million to leave.
That's crazy.
That's almost as much as we're willing to pay Beer Mug to leave the show, but he won't take that. He won't take that money. He just won't go.
God damn it.
Mark Wahlberg's a good dude. He's in a new movie called Ted that opens up this weekend. I recommend highly that you go see it.
I haven't heard much of that movie.
The movie is called Ted.
Okay.
Write it down. Go see it this weekend. It's called Ted. Mark Wahlberg tells the New York Daily News that while shooting Ted, the best part of the entire film for him, besides the actor who played his father in Flashback.
Who was that, Ralph?
Oh, it's just some talented young up-and-coming movie
star.
Oh,
what was his name?
I can't recall.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah, me.
Right. Wait, what?
Me. It was the shooting a scene at Fenway Park, because he's a Boston boy, and he got to shoot at the home run wall in the movie, and he said it was the highlight of his life. Last year was a good year for Mark. He shot Ted at the Fenway Park, and said he also got to drink beer out of the Stanley Cup, because Boston won. Who won this year? I can't remember who won the Stanley Cup this year. That's right. Kings!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good numbers for Aaron Sorkin's latest show, The Newsroom, on HBO. Premiere pulled in over 2 million viewers, making it the third best drama premiere in 4 years over there on HBO. No word on whether it will hold that audience or not, because critics are bashing it pretty strong. But I liked it. I think it's got potential. It's a little preachy. It was a little overwritten, I think, but I think it's got potential.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
Yep.
Have you seen the thing on YouTube? I guess it's on now.
No.
It's called Sorkinisms. Look it up. See if you can find it. I recommend it because it's fascinating. I had no idea that this guy reuses so much material.
Oh, really?
It's back-to-back scenes edited together from Sports Night, from West Wing, from Studio 60, from the Facebook movie, the social network that he did. And it's characters all saying the same thing, the same dialogue.
That is hilarious.
He steals from himself and reuses dialogue over and over and over again in multiple productions.
That is so funny.
When you see it, it runs about 10 minutes. It's amazing how much material there is, but you won't believe it when you see how much he repeats himself.
Wow. That's cool.
It's as if he's just got a wall full of dialogue, and he just throws darts at it, and then these characters say it. It's craziness.
Wow.
Check it out. Blur fans, you'll be interested to know that they're going to steal a page out of the Beatles playbook next month. They are doing a very cool event. Well, they will be performing two brand new songs on a London rooftop. Two songs will be The Puritan and Under the West Way. They're going to do it live on a London rooftop. The exact location for the July 2nd concert, mini concert, is being kept a secret, but you'll be able to watch it live on Twitter. Both new songs will be released as a single on August the 7th. And while we're talking about new singles, Green Day has announced the release of the first single of their upcoming trio of new albums on July the 16th. The single is called Oh Love and will be on the Uno album, which comes out on September the 24th. Dose hits stores on November the 12th, and then Trey will be in stores January the 14th, 2013. All right, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Mick Jones of The Clash is 57 years old today. Singer Chris Isaak celebrates his 56th birthday. Singer Terry Nunn of Berlin.
All right, Berlin. Love that. Sex, I'm a...
She is 51 years old today. Colin Greenwood of Radiohead turns 43. Paul Thomas Anderson, talented writer and director of such films as Boogie Nights and Magnolia. He's 42. A lot of 42s today. Sean Hayes from Will and Grace is 42. Chris O'Donnell turns 42. Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation is also 42. Aubrey Plaza, his co-star on that series, is 28 years old today. Nathan Folliwell of Kings of Leon is 33, and our friend Jason Schwartzman celebrates his 32nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. Thanks for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show. I walk the showbiz beat.